We are back at reportando de season 2. Just kidding. It's just an update. It's just one episode. Don't get too excited. Will this continue? We don't know. This is just a random episode.
Yes. It was my random idea.
Yes. Influenced by someone that doesn't listen to this podcast.
I know. You know who you are. Actually, you don't know who you are because you don't listen to this podcast.
That's funny. Okay. So today's episode is going to be about reflecting on this year. The first time we did this podcast was in the year of what, 2021 or 2022? 2022, right?
2022, I want to say.
Yeah, 2022. So it's been 2 years since then. We are in December of 2024.
Yeah.
December 27th to be exact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will this be posted? We don't know. So if you're listening, it got posted.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel so shy right now. I feel so exposed. I feel so vulnerable.
Yeah. Oscar's plan was to just talk about how to do our self-reflection of our year. And got like this prompt from Instagram with, let's give a shout out to the Instagrammer, the influencer. It was the Brain Coach. At the Brain Coach. Her name is Nawal Mustafa.
Shout out, Nawal. I actually signed up for one of her courses this year.
Ah.
So I actually paid money to to do this course. Shout out to her. It was a cool course. I didn't actually do everything. So I still have access to it, I think. But she has good stuff. Yeah. And these questions are really going to expose us.
Yeah. So let's do like a quick little check-in of how our past 2 years have been.
Okay.
Since 2022. I know some episodes got released at the end of 2022 and going to 2023.
Yeah. Also, I think I'm going to do no headphones.
Okay.
Just because I can hear the echo.
Okay.
But you can hear me, right? You can
still
hear me? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so Oscar, how was your 2023, 2024? Or 2023 at least.
2023, I don't even remember what happened in 2023, honestly. I don't remember what was significant about it. I don't remember. Let's see, 2022, 2021, 2022, 2023.
Last year.
I don't remember what was going on. I was still looking for a job. I was working tutoring
jobs.
You did
the boot camp.
That's the biggest thing, actually. Yeah. I did the boot camp. I did the coding boot camp. I finished it in 3 months. And then what did I do? Then I was looking for jobs all of the end of the year. I didn't find any job. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
But that led to 2024, where I had a lot of stuff happening, I guess. Actually, some stuff happened at the end of 2023. Yeah, I had some stuff going on in 2023. And
was 2023 also the year that you started going to cumbia?
2023 was the year that I started doing the cumbia. Yep, it was. That's true. I did it around the time that I was doing the boot camp, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or right before, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's true. That happened, and I was out. Yeah, doing my thing.
He's still going.
Yeah, still going. This year I got a job. Yay! and I feel really excited about it.
Yeah, it's reflecting back on our previous podcasts and what we wanted, and then seeing how those things happened.
It's pretty cool
to see that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
just the progression, how we have come a long way. A lot has happened.
Yeah. I think like one of our first podcast, I don't know if it got posted, because I know that maybe some audio got messed up, but it was about unemployment and our thoughts about unemployment.
That was a while back.
So it's so awesome how we grow from that mentality of like having that well, at least for me, having that guilt or that like, oh, I should be doing something with my life to like quitting a job again and trying to do it on my own and become kind of a my own person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And trying to entrepreneuring. So that's exciting as well.
Yeah. Do you want to give your update? You
want to tell us what 2023, what happened? 2023, what happened?
Were you doing the classes too?
It was this year that I started the classes. Yeah, which classes?
Your like massage therapy.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Massage therapy. Yeah, so I continued in 2023 and then I graduated in 2023 and I started a new program, which is a neuromuscular program.
That was this year.
But yes, I continue with massage therapy. I graduated. Yay! So I'm a certified massage therapist. Woot woot. I know last time we talked about it in our podcast, I was just enrolling, right?
The real ones will know that you had this thought and you talked about it in the podcast in one of the very early episodes. So it's crazy because you're already a massage therapist now, 2 years later or a year and a half later.
I did another program and now I'm a neuromuscular therapist. Sheesh. Yeah, sheesh. Okay. And then what else? I had a job. And then I quit my job, but I had a job for a whole year in 2023. I was very active. I learned a lot about the small business and how to do your own practice. I met a really great, amazing people that year. Some of them got hired in the beginning of 2023 and I continue to check in with them and reach out. We're no longer working together, but, they are friendships I want to keep. So those are people that I'm checking in with. Today is someone's birthday. I need to text them
from that place.
Okay. So I need to text them. And what else, what happened in that year too? I think that's it. I really can't figure out. I need to go through my journal entries.
It's weird because you're in the moment. I'm sure we were like, oh my god, there's so much going on. And then now as we look back at it, we're like, okay.
Went to South Korea, I think. Yeah, I went to South Korea. Right? Yeah, in 2023, I went to South Korea. First girls trip with my friends, South Korea. Mm-hmm. Stay there for a week and a half. Yeah.
Wow.
And this year, we went to another girls trip. We did a second one. We went to New Zealand.
I know. Yeah. Look at you doing, being adventurous. Toot. And this year, we're going to talk about, I guess, this year. The plans. I mean, I'm so excited because you just don't cease to amaze me at just how many amazing things you're gonna do.
Yeah, and we just finished doing a bingo card.
Yes, shout out
TikTok who influenced us. So we did TikTok. We don't have TikTok. We're not savvy.
Shelly has TikTok.
I have a TikTok, but I haven't posted because I'm not savvy on it.
Don't say that.
Okay, I will be savvy. Not yet.
There is no savviness.
No savvy. Okay, I will. I haven't learned how to do one, so I'll learn. But yeah, we did. We were influenced by TikToks from people to do a bingo for manifestation/goals. For next year. So we did that, and it was fun because then we did how many? 16, and we each had to pick 4 for each other. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. It was fun doing that. It's like challenges.
Yeah. They're pretty challenging. Yeah. Oh, actually, they're doable.
They're doable. It's just, you know, getting out of our comfort zone for sure.
We should have a paywall where, like, you get to see the goals.
Yeah.
We should charge people to see our goals. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. I'm just trying to be. Yeah. Who knows if this is even gonna get paid?
Hey.
No. So you want to see our goals. Pay the $3
subscription down below.
Okay. Down below, and you can see our
just
goals.
Just kidding. No.
See us get drunk. Drinking.
Get drunk. No. Yeah, we had some wine. I had some wine. He had some soju.
And I'm still feeling it. Honestly, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. I mean, it's the end of the day. It's what's it called?
It's like nighttime.
It's almost 6.
which is crazy because I think it didn't feel like.
In New Zealand, you know what time the sun would set?
Like 10.
At 9 a.m. 9 p.m., I think. 9 p.m.
The
9 p.m. That means we had a whole time. Yeah. I'll take a nap, and it was barely 8, and it was the sun was still out.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I could still go out.
You can still hang out.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get started. And again, reflecting on 2024. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to go over some stuff.
Yeah. And like we said, we're using these questions from the Brain Coach. Mm-hmm. Thank you, at the Brain Coach.
Yes.
I think they're pretty revealing, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's very deep. So this might be an hour podcast.
Okay. well, we might need to cut it because I'm also tired. I don't know if I'm going to be able to respond to everything here.
Yeah. Okay. But you can also answer, you know, if you are journaling, if you're a journaler, or if you like to write, you can write this down or reflect with us.
Or you can do a whole podcast, which is
what do a whole podcast. Whether you post it or not, just make it.
Just do it. Yes.
Just do it. Okay. So these are called 8 questions to ask yourself before 2025. So we are in December 2024, and we'll start out with the first one. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 questions.
8 questions. It's in the title. Wow.
Dang. Okay. The first one. What moments made me feel the most alive or fulfilled this year? And how can I create more of those moments in 2025?
Wow. Think.
What made me feel more alive and fulfilled? If I can go first, because I kind of have the first one.
Okay, go.
So 2024, I feel that something that made me feel fulfilled is, and it's sad to kind of say this, but you know, I am a mental health therapist. 2023, I got licensed as a clinical social worker. So okay. Besides the point. Mm-hmm. So I think I learned as I was closing with clients, because, you know, I was quitting. I was transitioning out of that place. So I think as I was having conversations, I think I felt very fulfilled of how much impact mental health had in their lives and just therapy in general. I got really nice notes, letters from my clients, gifts from my clients, just, you know, kind of sharing how they felt and how, you know, the treatment helped. So it made me really see myself that I am a good therapist, you know. And again, you would think that that's something that we always have in our mind, but we're doing the work. We're just doing the work. We're very present-minded. But seeing it as our trajectory, I don't really see myself as a good or bad therapist. I'm just trying to do the work and helping my clients in that process. So at the end, when I'm closing clients, or like in this case, I had to like transfer clients or, you know, refer them out, it was very telling how fulfilling I felt when they shared those kind words, right? So that's something very fulfilling that even led me. It took a while, but then I was able to just do my own thing and do remote therapy, right? And it took a while to gain that confidence. But again, I think would say that's the second thing that was most fulfilling, was being able to kind of get that confidence to be like, yeah, I can start on my own as a therapist and be a 1099 worker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And be self-contracted, a contracted worker.
Yeah.
And yeah, it took a while because I think I had the idea back in the summer of this year, but I didn't do it until like the end of summer. Yeah. And it was a lot of doubts. So I think I am like, it made me feel alive to be like, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. And it's scary. And I don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, will I be able to make it, you know, having all these doubts. But I started back in August. So now it's December. So
it's going strong.
Yeah, it's been a whole quarter, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And going to New Zealand was fulfilling, too.
That
made me feel alive, like seriously. Like I told Oscar, a lot of emotions. It was very an emotional trip, an adventurous trip, to say the least. Yeah, so I felt alive because my hood self was coming out over there. Yeah, and I learned a lot about myself, and I think that's always really great. I think I feel most alive when I learn things about myself that I still have yet to grow, and that's good, because I know sometimes we can feel complacent, like, oh, everything's okay, everything, yeah. Like I've said, I'm perfect. But then you learn these things about yourself, like, ah, that's nice to be reminded. Even though in the process it's not the best. I didn't like it. I didn't like learning these things.
You didn't like it.
But now it's good.
But it made you feel alive.
Yeah, it made me feel alive.
Didn't always mean you liked it.
I'm human.
I know, we had this whole discussion about how she's not perfect.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint.
Dang. The fan base. The stands.
Yes, I know you thought of me as this holy person. I'm not. Just kidding.
But she will be in 2025.
In 2025, go. Be perfect. I'm kidding. Just kidding. I hope you know this is all, like, I was joking around. Yeah. Yeah, but that's something that made me feel alive, like, fulfilled. Yeah.
That sounds like a...
What's the second part of this question?
I'm not sure.
And how can I create more of those moments in 2020? I think traveling is definitely something that makes me feel alive. So next year, girls trip number 3, 2025, we're going to be traveling to a new country. So, yeah, it'll be fun. So I'm excited for that. Other things, I think really self-reflection, like these prompts, I think will be helpful just to help me grow, right? And then experience more with people. I know this year I've been a little bit secluded just because I'm working remotely, so I don't go out and I don't have coworkers. So maybe going out more will help me feel alive and fulfilled. Yeah. Now your turn, Oscar.
Okay, sounds good. I've been like trying to think, and I was trying to listen and think. And also, I'm a little tired. I don't know if it's because the sun went down, and I'm just kind of like, or maybe the booze is hitting. It's been hitting. It's been like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But so bear with me. I'm a little slow. But yeah, I was thinking about things, and I think the main one for me is. Football, my physical activity. I just love it. I love being out there. I go out to the beach and I play flag football. I catch touchdowns and I just get to live my dream every weekend or every weekend that I'm out there. And I feel alive. Mm-hmm. So anything that has to do with the physical activity. I've also been going to the gym pretty consistently and I've been feeling really good about that. My routine and just kind of getting stronger, more fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, the dancing.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing the dancing. I've been kind of at a, like, fork in the road, like, kind of deciding, you know, what's sort of next. We did talk a little bit about a goal around it. That could be cool. But, yeah, just doing more of it, doing more of that. Like, being able to kind of... Like, cause I'm also the same way. I don't socialize. I don't have coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. I have coworkers. Sorry, guys. But I'm at home. I work at home.
Yeah.
And going to football and going to, Toxicos, the plug. It's a plug right now for them. Going to the cumbia allows me to socialize and do something that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those activities are really awesome. So I'm trying to think of what else I would want, but those are the things.
And that's cool because your bingo card kind of has those things for the future, like specific things regarding like flag football, your cumbia classes.
Yeah, and then potentially a new hobby, which I don't know what that's going to be.
Activities, like or physical activities. Yeah, I know you have one of a new one.
Yeah. Which one? Oh, so I did. And this is something that I've done for a long time, but I think I've never kind of committed to doing something more with it. And mm-hmm. I think this is a good next step. It was at the beginning of 2024, I did a 10K. And I was running, actually, after the 10K. I did maybe up to a month or 2 months after. I was running 10Ks every weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I thought I was going to eventually run something more or run another 10K, but I didn't. And so this year in my bingo card, I have run a half marathon for 2025. You're the first one, hot off the press.
Damn, you know, exclusive.
Exclusive. No paywall. Damn. But we're giving you this
one. Pay was going to be you running it.
Posting
your little vlog of you running.
Which reminds me, I think I showed you, there's a picture of me running the 10K. Mm-hmm. They take it of you when you're running. I haven't shown it to you? It is a very exclusive because I look terrible. Like, you can imagine, I'm literally on the last 20 minutes of the race.
Wow.
And I'm pushing myself. And my face is unrecognizable.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm just, like, trying to get to the last. And I'm pushing myself. I'm really running hard. So my face is, like, shriveled. And it's, like, my eyes...
Damn, determination.
Yeah.
No wonder they got you that shot of you.
They got me and they're like, look at this guy. And then when I saw it, it's funny, my friend was the one who sent it to me. He's like, who's this guy? And I was like, I have no idea. It looks like me, but it doesn't look like me. I'll have to show you.
Yeah. That's funny.
For $3, everybody can see it. No, I'm just kidding. No one's going to see it.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow. But, yeah, you got the exclusive. Yeah, so that's cool. Your bingo card kind of shows that these things that made you feel alive and fulfilled are things that you want to do more in the next year.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's see the next one.
The next one. Let's see. Oh.
Can I say it?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll say it. So, did I spend time on things that matter to me? Or did distractions and other people's demands get in the way? Oh, that's a good question. Should I start?
Yeah.
I think for the most part, I did. But I will say something about the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do tend to get very distracted. I do tend to be a lot on YouTube, social media. So I know that is something that was on my mind a lot, especially towards the end of the year. I think I was trying to kind of be offline more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to accomplish it sometimes, but I think sometimes it was hard for me. And I think I'm still trying to figure that out, because obviously we want to be able to take time to just chill.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also wanting to, like, not spend too much time online, because I know it can affect me, right? Like, start comparing myself or start feeling like I'm behind and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say that's kind of my answer to that. I may be a little bit... for lack of a better term, like, enslaved sometimes by the social media or, like, the scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a little bit much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had my good moments throughout the year. I was able to get a job. I was able to do all these things that I think I wanted to do. I don't think it was because it was other people's demands.
Mm-hmm.
The other people's demands get in the way. I feel like if they did, they don't matter. They didn't. It didn't matter. Like, it wasn't nothing crazy, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you, I think. Well, sorry to interrupt, but you know, but I'm kidding.
But
sorry. when it comes to friendships, I know that sometimes there's this expectations, you know, and kind of learning from them and kind of like not a lot, like doing what you feel most comfortable.
I see. Yeah.
At that time, rather than what people think they need from you or want from you.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because one of the things I want to be better at this year is being able to express how I feel. And part of that is expressing when I don't want to maybe do something. Or maybe I have these expectations. Or like, I think this is what this person wants. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm going to do this so I can make sure they... Yeah, that they are satisfied with my behaviors. So I feel like that's something that's ongoing, I guess. So, I guess you exposed me. Yeah, I think there's probably times where I did probably try to meet people's expectations that I had in my head. I will say what happened with my relationship maybe to some extent was a little bit that, but I think I was able to redeem myself with being able to express myself and talk about what I needed and ultimately, you know, figure that out. So, so I think there's a lot of growth in that for me, at least this year.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, I do think I want that long term, like to get down truly to that, be just genuine to myself and do the things that I genuinely want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm on that journey still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. What journey. About
Things that matter to me? I think at this time, I think when you were talking about social media, I think that's a big one for me because I do get easily distracted with social media or just watching shows. I think there is the fulfillment of watching certain shows that I'm like, ooh, this is fun, and it makes me happy. Like right now, one of my favorite K-dramas that they release episodes on the weekends is When the Phone Rings. So I'm always looking forward to Fridays. So after this, when I go home, I'm gonna watch it because I'm like excited to watch it, and then tomorrow I'll have something to watch. But I do feel like sometimes the distraction is like I don't have anything to do and I'll just watch a show just because it's there. Even though there could be things that I, but you know, because no pienso. Or like I don't take the time to be like, hey, really, what do I really need to do at this moment? Like what are the chores or errands? I don't think about it. I just think about it for 5 seconds. I'm like, nothing. Let me just watch a show. Yeah. And then later when it pops up and I'm like, I need to do this. My mom told me to do that, or I need to do this. Then I do it. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, so I think, again, it goes back to because I'm already programmed because it's been such a habit of mine to just go on TikTok, Instagram, and then watch shows that's what I do. That's what I've been doing. And that's the first three things I looked when I wake up and when I'm not doing anything, right? So that comes priority to whatever maybe else that I need to do. Like I was telling Oscar, my goal was to read books this year, and I'm barely finishing one book, but I'm lagging in finishing a book. And I'm like, it's possible because I only have like a few chapters left, but I'm just not doing it, you know, because I don't know. You know, and I think it's because of the distractions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's something that, for sure, distractions of social media, consuming a lot of TikTok or, you know, and then even like people's opinions. Yeah, when it, like you mentioned, people's opinions or the comparison, I feel like it did consume me at one point, right? But then I'm, you know, part of my being a card exclusive. Social media cleanse.
Shoot.
Who came up with that? Well, no, Oscar, yeah, right? That was yours to give to me. And then, so I'm going to do that because I think I've been wanting to do that, but I haven't taken the steps and been intentional about it. Yeah. But have I done the things that matter to me? Yeah. I think I did a lot of, I like planning when it comes to trips. I am like a leader in that. And I'm like grateful for my friends because they allow me to be that planner. Mm-hmm. Even though things didn't go well in that trip. And I think I need to learn that, yeah. You know, even as great as planning, sometimes things don't work out and it's okay.
Yeah. I had an exclusive thought right now. I had an exclusive thought that I've been thinking about that I want to share.
Okay, what's your exclusive thought?
If you
want to
add it to your bingo card, it's possible.
Okay, exclusive thought.
One of the random thoughts I had earlier was, I told Shelly she should do things for herself. Basically, do less things for others. It didn't sound right saying it that way. So I was to do more things for yourself. But one of the ones I was also thinking about was like maybe planning a trip where you don't plan it. Mm. And like it's your friends who plan it for you or somebody else kind of takes care of that.
Yeah.
And the reason why is that? I think because I get the sense that you're kind of the leader. So I was like, what would it feel like for you to not be the leader and let somebody else kind of do it, you know, delegate it to someone else? Because you do a lot for a lot of people. And I think, obviously, that's, you know, that's just kind of how you are. So a challenge I was thinking was like, can you let others do the work and really let go of the control? But anyways, that's an exclusive one.
I have a story about that, but it's not going to be in this podcast. I'll tell you after.
Okay, yeah, that's an exclusive one too.
That's an exclusive that I will not share. But I think so. I think it's the older sister syndrome or something because I just grew up being the one in charge, even like when it comes to what I want, even in family things, I'm the planner.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, which I will share a story about this holiday because it was a different holiday season, and that's because I stepped away. And I didn't like it because it didn't go like the way other years have gone, because other years I'll plan it. Uh-huh. And it's interesting because I do see the effect that if I don't initiate anything, nothing gets done when it comes to holiday things. Like the decorations, just because I initiated it, I went with my family and we picked up the decorations and I was there driving and it got done because I woke up and be like, I'm in the mood for this now. And it was this weekend. It was this weekend.
Yeah.
But before that, they didn't initiate anything.
Right.
So, you know, and it's interesting because then I think that gets in my head and I'm like, well, if I don't do it, then it's not going to get done. Right. Yeah. And also the other thought is if I do it and they do it, it's not going to be the way I want to do it.
So with it has to be
with the perfectionism, like it has to be perfect or in my vision. But you know, it's struggling with these two things, no one's going to do it. But also if they do it, it's not going to be the way you want it.
So even if they did do it, you'd still be like uneasy because you know it's not going to be done. And that's the challenge. That's why.
Yeah, and then just accepting that, okay, this is what it is.
You know, and I guess I think it's not something, I mean, like anything, you can choose to accept the challenge or you can choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be something you do.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting for you to try that.
Yeah,
I wonder what that. I guess you tried it already and you felt uneasy.
Yeah, no, but that's with family. Yeah. I'm wondering how it is with like outside, you know, with friendships and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, that at least going back to that question, I did things that matter to me. I think a lot had to do with intentional friendships. I know that I feel like in 2023, I hang out with a lot of people. And I think in 2024, it solidified who I really, who continue to be part of my life, who wants to continue to be part of my life, and also who I really value in my friendships. And just being honest about that and sharing that with them. kind of like a relationship. Be like, hey, I really want you as a friend. I really value you, mm-hmm. and I really care for you, and I want to be in your life, kind of thing. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So doing that.
That's
awesome.
That's good stuff.
All right. Let's see what's the next one.
Yeah.
I'll read it. When I gave up or slowed down, was it because it was too hard or because I was scared of failing? Ideally, I want to say because it was too hard. But I would say that most of the stuff was because I was scared of failing. I think I have a perfectionism, what's kryptonite. Scared of failure. Fear of failure. Yeah. Yeah, I think when I gave up, when it comes to quitting or transitioning jobs, I don't think it's giving up, it's transition, right? But a lot of people see it as a negative thing, like, oh, if you quit, it's because you kind of gave up, right? Mm-hmm. Or because something bad or something like it, you didn't have the strength, right? Or you weren't a good blank. I think for me, ending my job in 2024 gave me the opportunity to slow down and really mm-hmm. reflect on what I want in my future as a clinician. Mm-hmm. And I think, like I said, for me to go into where I'm at right now as an independent contractor and doing therapy remotely, I think there was a lot of fear and failing or a lot of doubts. But I pushed through and I'm here. Hey. I think also when it comes to giving up, I don't know what else did I give up. I think I slowed down a lot this year, which it was my intention to slow down. Yeah, because I wanted to just be in solitude. So, you know, instead of working remotely, I was like, yeah.
How do you think, what do you think about... right before you got the job, because I remember mm-hmm. went to In-N-Out, we had mm-hmm. a conversation, and there was a lot of thoughts about what's next.
Yeah.
So like, I'm curious to know mm-hmm. if you have any thoughts about that with regards to this.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of, like, I remember saying, like, things with massage therapy mm-hmm. and like promoting myself and advertising myself on social media or even getting a job in a place as a worker, you know, just to get know like more of the business side. I was thinking of doing remotely. I was thinking about this, but also thinking about applying to the school district as well as a school social worker. But that wasn't, I was, I think by that time that we met, I haven't been called. So I was like, kind of, it's up in the air. Mm-hmm. It's up in the air. Yeah. And I think those were the main things that I was thinking about. It had to do a lot of whether I want to make massage therapy more of a concrete path in my life as a career and have both of them, or choose one more and then the other one kind of be like a, in like flow, like I want to put massage therapy and also mental health therapy equally, like finding the balance. But I think at that time I was kind of saying one or the other. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking one more than the other one. Yeah. So I think that's something. And I know with massage therapy, some things are too hard and also scared of failing. When I gave up on something, well, I didn't even give up. I slowed down. Because the social media account is still there. I just haven't posted. Yeah. And my intention is not to give it up. My intention is maybe in 2025 continue to do it, but more. And again, and I was telling Oscar, I'm going to ask my nephew to help me because he's really good with social media and posting reels. So having his help. In that. So it's hard because it's hard to create those reels and even how to promote myself and also being more of that salesperson because it doesn't come mm-hmm. naturally to me to sell myself. Mm-hmm. But I know I do have the strengths of being very social, persuasive, you know, motivating people. So I'm trying to like find my my voice there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think giving up or slowing down is a negative thing in general. I don't think this question opposes to that. It's more like,
Which one was it? It was more like,
is it because it's too hard or is it because you were scared?
Yeah. I think, I was thinking about that, like, with yours. It's like, what is it? Is it too hard? Is it too scared of failing? With my situation, I was thinking about my most recent thing that I kind of gave up on / slowed down on, which was my connection relationship with somebody. I sound so much louder. But, yeah, I think I was thinking... It's a combination. Usually, I feel like it's a combination of both. Like, it may be too hard, and then maybe scared of failing as well. Scared of things kind of not working out. I'm trying to think of other examples. I almost gave up on the work stuff for me. I almost went back to teaching. And the reason for that was... Again, kind of a combination of both. Like, it was too hard because just my situation, my skills, my experience, and then the market, which I have no control over. And then the failing part, and it's kind of like what you're saying. Like, in order for me to be successful, I have to be willing to put myself out there. Maybe that means making a fool of myself or, you know, whatever, just doing things that you're not comfortable or familiar with and falling flat on your face. So I know that there were still more things I could have done, but it was getting to the point where I was like, this is too hard, or it is feeling like I'm gonna fail at this really bad. And I was ready to move on. I think, like you said, like, I don't think it's a bad thing. And I think you can tolerate some of that for a little bit of time. But I think if, for me at least, when it becomes too much and I don't see, like, I think for me it was, like, I wanted to be back at work. Like, I think I was ready to be back at work. And I was like, I could continue to put myself through this, right, of, like, continue to go through hard things, continue to maybe probably fail at a lot of these things. But I was like, you know what? I need some wins. And so that's when I decided, like, I want to go back to this. And just as I was doing that is when I got my job. And I'm very glad that it worked out that way. Maybe, you know, no, I don't think it's like a detriment. I was going to say maybe it's detrimental because it maybe kind of bailed me out. It kind of bailed me out from having to do some of maybe those more challenging things. But I think I'd like to think that I had done enough of that, of the hard things, of failing. And I was getting hopefully rewarded or just, you know, things just happen. And you, there's Yeah, that's my...
The universe
came through and I took it. I took the opportunity and... but yeah, it's a good question because I think it's good to understand kind of when is it that you kind of move away or slow down.
I would say that even like... Is it because it's too hard or you're scared of failing? Even those things are common. And I don't think it's nothing negative to be like, oh, man, I gave up because it's too hard. Or, oh, man, you know, I gave up because I was scared. Oh, I'm a failure. Or I'm like, oh, dang, you should have not done that. I don't think so. I think it's just more of like that awareness and understanding that, hey, if this is a pattern in my life, then... What is that fear? Where is that coming from, right? Where is that fear coming from? And, you know, trying to work on that, right? But I like that question. I like the question because it really shows you how, like, you know, what was the underlying thing.
Underlying, like it makes you really think yeah. about why.
Yeah, I would say more for me it was a combination of both, but I do know that there is fear of me failing in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which again, like I'm not normalizing like, yeah, that's who I am. But it's like it's growth, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel alive.
I was saying to Chelly, I was hearing a podcast about yeah. like, you know, not over identifying with these feelings or emotions, mm-hmm. like you're not, that's not all of you, right? Mm-hmm. So there is fear, mm-hmm. like you are not fearful and always fearful. It's just occasionally there is fear, occasionally yeah. there is, you know, yeah, maybe not willing to do hard things, mm-hmm. yeah. but it doesn't mean that that's who you are completely.
Yeah, I want to add to this, like, there could also be a pause. You know, I know she said give up and slow down. There could also be pauses in this. Like, I pause this for now. Mm-hmm. Not mean that you completely give up on it. It's just mm-hmm. paused, mm-hmm. right? Which I think I do a lot in my life. Like, even, like, trainings that I bought, I haven't started them. Like, I pause on to get done, you know? But they'll get done.
So the question is, when you give up, slow down or pause,
was it because it was too hard or because yeah, I was scared of failing?
Update your questions.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Okay, next one. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what excuses? I'm telling you, they're trying to she's trying to expose this.
Yeah,
what excuses do I use that make it easier for me to avoid trying my best? My biggest excuse for me to avoid trying my best, I think I use a lot of the over-identification. Like, that's not me. That could never be me. You know, that's like...
Example, please.
So, I'm trying to think... I don't know. I guess okay. Now I'm rethinking. One of the things. So at work, for example, I sometimes, maybe I'm being too hard on myself, but I notice people who are really hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who go above and beyond. Yeah. Very, very just dedicated to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm like, that's not me. That can never be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to almost differentiate myself from them because I think I gain something from feeling different, from feeling unique. And I think it's an excuse. I think it's an excuse because maybe I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to be more successful, mm-hmm. to be maybe seen as somebody who's, I don't know, just like really dedicated or really overworking mm-hmm. in their field. And because I do want to be that. I think deep down mm-hmm. I do want to be really good at what I'm doing. But sometimes, yeah, if I fall short, I'm kind of like, oh, it's okay. That's just who I am. That's just what I am. And I want to be better about that mindset, being like, what I'm trying to really get at, I think for me is just try my best and not mm-hmm. really see what other people are doing and really just try my best and feel really good about my work. So I know I just had a moment like this past week where I just like focused on this one task that I was doing and I could feel it. I was doing a lot. It was like over exerting energy in a way that I don't normally do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just doing it because I was like, I want to get it done before the break, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to have it done so that, you know, I can be finished with it. I don't have to worry about it. And it probably could have been fine if I left it and somebody else could have finished it. But I really wanted to kind of own it and finish it. And I felt really proud. I felt really proud about it afterwards. So that's kind of the feelings that I want to accomplish. But I know that sometimes I definitely make excuses about it, and I'll kind of be like, it's like, it's okay, I guess. I feel like it's all connected to different aspects of my personality too. And you know, even just like planning ahead, right? Like I could set myself up for more success, but again, I'm like, you know, I'm not a planner. I'm not a planner. I can't plan. It's too hard. I'm spontaneous. But again, right? Not over identifying with those things.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you're right. I do these things, but it doesn't mean that I can't be better at planning. That I can't be better at really, trying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just random thought. I just put this all together. It's, you get the more refined version behind the paywall. No, I'm just kidding.
An excuse for not giving his best
right now. No, because I am kind of like that, though. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Like, when we're doing even, like, the bingo card. Like, I just did it. But I could have done a better job. You know, I could have, like, really thought about it. And really. But I feel like I'm just like, okay, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Is it going to be good? Yeah. There's some good to it, though. I think that's good, because sometimes I won't be as fearful, maybe, of messing it up and doing.
Yeah.
But then I could sometimes be more, like, intentional.
Yeah. Oh, it came out good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The squares were
good. Okay, I'm good. So okay, I'm good then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For me, I don't even know what excuses are. You know, I have a few excuses that I do use, but because I was thinking. Also
do excuses for each other.
Oh yeah.
Like we what can. I hear you say. Oh what yeah, you yeah, hear yeah. me say. Yeah, actually, that might be better.
Yeah. What have you heard me say that could be excuses? I know that. During, like, even, like, the bingo card, I know that I said, like, oh, yeah, I was planning to do this, but I didn't put attention to it. I know I had a plan, but next year, I'm going to be intentional.
What was it?
Right? I remember. With the soccer, women's soccer thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I think reading books, and I'm barely going through. I'm thinking, like, why is it so hard to finish that book? Like, what excuses am I giving myself that I can't finish this book, or that I cannot sit down and read it? You know, like, what is it? Like, what is it? What excuse am I giving myself? Or even, like, to drink water, right? Or things like simple. Like, what is the excuse that I'm giving myself?
And that's the thing. Some of these things, I guess they boil down to some thought, excuse, right? Something you're saying to yourself. I'm also kind of like, it's so hard. Like, if you're so used to doing something,
it's difficult. It's like difficult to normalize
see
it. To it.
Yeah, it's difficult to see it an excuse. It's just what you think and it's what you do. So this is a hard question, because really have to, like, remove yourself, like, almost like a one level above what you're telling yourself. Like, really looking at, like, what do you tell yourself?
And I think that's, I need to be more self-aware of what I tell myself.
Yeah.
You know, to give
all of us,
That I give myself permission to not do things.
Yeah. But I think this is what I'm trying to say. I think, like, for example, the water thing. Or even for me, I was doing, like, the gym. Like, it took me so long to buy a gym membership, but I've been telling myself for years, I'm going to do the gym. I'm going to go to the gym. And I went to the gym one time and I told the lady, oh yeah, I'm here to do the gym. And then setting me up, everything. I said, here are the packages. And then I was like, I'm still thinking about it. And she's like, what are you thinking about? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then she was like, you just told me you've been thinking about this for years. Like, when are you just going to make that decision? And it's like, she's right. Like, so sometimes
You just have to do it.
You just have to do it. There's no thinking.
There's no thinking. Which reminds me of this TikTok. I don't know if like I'll send it to you, but this girl is like, I know people need to hear this. Stop thinking about it anymore. Stop it. Like, yeah, you've done enough thinking. You've done enough planning. You just need to do it. Give yourself permission to just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it kind of triggered me because it made me think about my therapist. Remember my previous therapist? And how she said, like, oh, just tell him.
Yeah.
Just
tell
him you like him.
Yeah.
Just tell him. And I'm like, no, wait, but we need to process my past history. And then I started telling her about all these crushes I had and then like all of that. And she's like, no, just do it. And so we weren't in the same page there.
Right.
You know? Right. And I saw when she said, like, oh, just do it, I'll be like,
Yeah.
And I, again, this, you know, even that approach for me in therapy, as a therapist, I don't use that approach because, again, yeah. I could...
Actually, don't like that approach.
I could feel for them. I could empathize that. Yeah, sometimes, again, like going back to cognitive behavior therapy, like what we think is who we are. We end up behaving that way. And sometimes those thoughts are very, very ingrained to us since childhood. Or patterns that we learn through our parents or through people, you know, that ingrain this in us. So it's very hard to unwire that.
Right.
Especially for people that overthink a lot.
Yeah. And I think it's still consistent with what I'm thinking is that...
Is this an excuse?
No, as in, it's just so hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so hard. Like, you're just so used to doing things.
I'm like, no.
It sounds harsh when people just say to do it, but I don't know.
There's
I feel like there is a,
it, yeah.
There is a, I there's feel like truth. There is though a point where you do get to it.
Yeah.
Where you've thought enough of it. Maybe you've processed it enough and then maybe you're like going to do it. I don't know. Mm. I'm thinking about this traveling thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it all the time. I think I should do it. Swimming. I've been thinking about that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And
I was gonna put that as your bingo card.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if you knew how to swim.
I think I want to do it, but I keep saying that, and it's, you know, it doesn't happen, and it just takes effort.
It does. But I would say my excuse has been that I'm happy who I am at this moment. I think I would say that, and. Again, it could be like a positive, but it could also be unhelpful. So for me to say, I'm happy with my health right now. I'm happy who I am, like physically. You know, and it's more like I'm trying to believe that for myself, even though maybe I am not the healthiest person. And I do need to make these changes, right? So we're talking about, I think if anything that I do know, my excuses are coming from health, from a health perspective. Because, you know, I could get myself insurance. I could get myself all these things, right? But for me, it's just hard. Again, my thought is like, I'm okay. I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. I'm in my early 30s. I don't have anything, you know, serious health issues. And also the fact that it's like, I'm happy for who I am. I'm happy the way I look. I'm happy. Like, I have no interest in dating or being with someone. So there is no point of me, like, hurting myself, like, all together. But again, I feel like, it's a positive, you know, way of thinking, but it can also be like a double-edged sword, you know, that, you know, there could be improvements. I could improve my health. I could be more active, right? And that's something that I've been wanting to do, right? There is intention for that. But then I tell myself, but I am happy where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But I am happy, you know? I don't need to, right? Yeah. But at least for me, I think just changing that. I think those are some excuses that I do use for myself. Yeah, there's some valid ones, I would say. Like, I know that, you know, there's negative experience that I've encountered with running. So even though I want to run, it's hard for me to go running, right? Because there is like a, you know, like woman safety, you know, like having to plan, like where some men are running there, where the man does something to you, things like that. So there's always this safety issue with that, right? Or being discriminated or whatever it is, you know, when you go to a doctor. And, yeah, not having, like, negative experiences going to the doctor. Yeah. like, was it Mike? Yeah, I think it was Mike because I was there, duh. But yeah, I was like, there was this experience where I was like, I think I was like in my 20s, but I was Christian, you know. Oh. And I was like, you know, I was, you know, holy Christian and stuff. Era. I was in my Christian era. And I went to the doctor just to get a physical. And then, you know, TMI, exclusive content. But the doctor, this white doctor, was like, oh, do you have sex? And I'm like, no, I don't, not at this time. Like, let me give you condoms. And I'm like, I don't need them. Like, I don't want them. He's like, I'm pretty sure you're gonna need them. Right. I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want them. I don't need them. He's like, are you sure? You look someone that would. You know, yeah. All the ladies that come here, they want them. So, you know, you may want them too. And I'm like, I don't want them. Still give me the prescription. Still expecting me to go get them. And I'm like, I'm never. Oh, yeah. Condoms? Yeah. Like, because then I had to get them at CVS. Like the, you know, from, you know, weird. The little clinic that's there next to the nail place in the Slauson.
Oh.
Cut this out. Scratch. Beep. But you know, there, you know.
Yeah.
You know how there's that clinic? Yeah, there. Yeah. And I'm like, that was a very horrible negative experience. That's terrible. That I was just like,
that's a terrible experience.
I don't want to go to the doctor anymore.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. So it's like, yes, it could be seen as an excuse, but then there's just things that happen that it's like, yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, those are valid things.
Like, you know, even when I had insurance in my previous job, it was very hard for me because of that experience. And also, I had to, like, I picked my own provider and stuff. And even then, it took me a while to sign up and, like, go to the first, yeah, my yeah, first physical. But it was nice because then I built rapport with that mm-hmm, doctor mm-hmm. and stuff. But even then, it's difficult.
It's difficult, yeah. Especially because, like, yeah. I was even thinking about just, like, health in general. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, personal. You know, there's even, like, our parents have very different views on health. And it's cultural sometimes. And, you know, the fact that you had somebody who saw you and was like, no, you're this person. And it's like, well, no, I'm actually not. I'm actually... whatever. And it's none of your business, Gwen.
It's not. I don't want them. Yeah, no. Yeah. Don't prescribe me. Save that resource for someone who wants it. Who wants it.
Yeah. So
but again, they had like already a pre-assumption of because I am a Latina woman in my 20s that I am right now supposed to be sexually active.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Get it together. Yeah. And guess what type of doctor that was.
Wait, what?
Well, guess who? What type of doctor that was?
Latino?
A white male.
Oh, white male. Oh. I
was like, you got it. Whoever got it in the audience, hey.
I was like, it's probably Latino. Because they're bad.
They're bad too.
They're bad. Yeah.
Pre-assumption.
Cops. No. Latino cops. Sorry, guys. Oh, sorry. I know one.
scratch.
Beep.
We just talk nonsense right now, so they can skip everything.
This, guys.
Okay, but yeah, it's difficult. But you know, this question does make me want to listen to myself and see. Let's see what excuses I give myself for 2025. And then in 2026, I'll know what excuses, so I won't have. So I won't have them.
Okay.
The next one.
Should I read it or are you?
Okay, I'll read it. If I reach my goals, how will my life improve and does that future excite me?
Wow.
I mean, we can focus on our bingo card goals.
I guess
manifestation, so.
I already put it up there. I can't really see. Oh, wow. I can hear my souls.
Okay.
We need to like do this, like get it
super close. Well, I mean, that's how it was before, but right now we're sharing one mic.
Who's mic? No, I'm just kidding.
Oscar's
because we're in my house.
Yeah.
Would they make me happy? How about my life? I think I'm. So the big one for me is I'm trying to. I'm too close to this. I'm trying to improve my relationships with my friends, family. I think it would, I think that sounds, to me, it just sounds like it would improve my life, because I'm kind of on this journey to just be my more my authentic self.
Okay.
And so I think this is all connected.
Yeah.
And if I can express my feelings, have better connections with my loved ones, then I can truly be closer to that person.
Mm.
And yeah, I just feel more liberated, mm-hmm. feel more like myself, feel, mm-hmm. yeah. So I think that's why I think it will make me maybe happier.
Yeah.
Again, not that I'm not like happy now,
mm-hmm.
but I think doing some of those things, I'm hoping, could unlock maybe more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know. If it doesn't happen, I don't think I'll be like sad. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing. It's hard for me to know. But I think, I just feel like in general, I see people who have good relations, connections with people, and I think they seem happy. And you know, I'm happy too, but I want to be happier. I don't know. So,
yeah.
I was hearing those podcasts about like people who have better relationships. They like live longer and this and X, Y, Z. And I'm like, all right, we'll try it. Let's see.
let's prove.
I want to live. And does
it excites you to live?
You know, that second part, does it excite me? It does excite me, because it's new. It's something that's going to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that will keep things fresh for me and make things exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm like excited at the prospect of kind of discovering what is it that look like. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think even just thinking about it, like, oh, having a stronger connection with someone. Like, I have good connections with you, with some of my friends, and we have, like, I feel so good.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine, like, if there is something higher or even better, like, that's amazing. That would be awesome, you know? So I'm excited for that. I think I'm excited for that.
Yay.
It's like, oh, wow, like there's possibilities for even more. And that makes things
mm-hmm.
exciting. That makes things like something for me
mm-hmm.
to look forward to. And yeah, is there anything I'm not excited for? There were some of the things that you said
that what?
That for my goals that I was like not as excited. getting clothes.
Buying stuff.
No, but even the thought of me doing that, like me on the other side of it, having a new shirt, a new this and that,
yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Oh,
I think
the in-between steps
of like actually having to go make the decisions,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm even dreading as I think about it. But I know that end result,
I'm like,
oh yeah, that's cool. Like I want that. Like
okay.
It makes me, like I know it will make me feel good.
Yeah, it's like a challenge. I think we even said it, like, let's challenge ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, those in-between steps, I know they're going to be a little bit difficult. And maybe I'm not as excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully the end result will push me forward.
Yeah.
Where?
That's how you ended?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I think my goals, I think this, if I'm looking at my goals, I mean, some of them, especially when it comes to my health, just going back to what I was talking about and fitness, I've done these things before. So it's not new things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the consistency or the motivation. So I'm thinking of like kind of challenging myself. I think the challenge excites me.
Oh, okay.
The fact that like, oh, can I do it?
Yeah.
Can I challenge myself? And again, honestly, the bingo idea, it just, for me, it's like, oh, it's a game. You know, can I do it? Can I cross these things off? So it helps that, like, that motivation come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about that. There are some things in the bingo chart, so I'm looking at mine, that, yeah, it's kind of like, I know it's going to improve my life. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a few that is more like more about my profession, or just like things, I don't want to say because that's exclusive, so I don't want to say none of the goals, but just things like, it is like, I know that it's going to be something new, or it's going to be something that's going to improve me, and that helps. Yeah, that definitely is going to better my life for sure. Definitely going to improve my life. Yeah, socially, professionally, academically, emotionally. Yeah, emotionally. Mm-hmm. Emotionally.
What?
This one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one. Yeah. Exclusive.
Exclusive content.
Yeah, so I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like those things are definitely going to improve my life. Yeah, so yeah. I'll enjoy it for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well.
We're almost done.
We're almost done. Yeah, this woke me up.
This woke you up.
I was like, oh, sheesh, I'm getting cold out.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
Actually, my internet's
working. Okay, it says, are the goals I am setting for myself or because others expect this of me? So are you setting the goals for yourself or because others expect this of you?
I feel like I'm setting them for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But Shelly did come up with a few of my goals, and I was even encouraging her to come up with my goals.
Oh yeah, you said, yeah. I like people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
You made that comment.
I did make that comment. But there was some stuff in there that that is me. Yeah. But I will say, yeah, I struggle with truly finding those things that are truly me. But I don't. This is why maybe I don't do goals, because maybe I do feel very easily influenced by what others want from me. But I think I find my goals as I go along, and I would say a lot of these goals, even if maybe you came up with them, there is still a part of me that wants them, and that is me. So yeah, I think they're mostly mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a second part? I don't know.
Is there a second part? Let's see.
Oh,
I don't think, no, that was just one question. It wasn't a two-parter, right?
Others expect this of me. No, I feel like none of them really are things that, like, people are expecting of me. Like, the friends one, I feel like that came from me. And, you know, it's really hard, because I guess I can set those goals, but it's going to be really hard for me to accomplish them if there is something someone else expected.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe I would just tell you which ones I'm probably not going to do, and that's how you're going to know which ones are more like, expectations from others, and then that will be the revealing, and then me revealing exactly what those are. I can't see that, it's so far.
Yeah, don't see it. Let's just move on. Okay. Next, me.
Fine.
Let's not discourage. You're funny. Good. Let me tell you which ones I won't do. Almost like,
and that's how you know.
You're funny. Sometimes I think if I reach my goal, no, that's not. Are the goals? I think they're mostly for myself. Yeah, definitely for myself. for my health, for my own self. Yeah, I don't think there are any ones were influenced from by others. I think I'll do it. Oh, I don't know why I'm looking at yours.
Yeah, you keep looking at mine.
I'm thinking like if I know which one it is, but it's like, but I'm right here.
This is why it's good we put it up there, because yeah, you really want to see it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think for me, I think all of them are for me. I think there's one that is like, oh, I wouldn't want this. But again, it's my fear, my own fear, my own blockage, my own wall that I have. But it'll be interesting to know whether it happens either to my own accord or the universe brings this person in my life.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I think most of the stuff is more for my own improvement that I want to do. Yeah. Yeah, because I have like that innate. Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think I ever had like the question, what would other people want me to do? You know, or what would look good on my Instagram feed? No, mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think this is all like, I wish I could share this on Instagram, to be honest. But I feel like this is too personal that I'm like, no, I don't want to even share it. But I want to share the idea. Like, do it too. You know, you get it? Mm-hmm. You're looking at me weird.
No, I was just thinking about like the 7 podcast episodes we have about our traumas. Yeah. Like, I mean, what's one more?
What's one more? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I think all of them come from that place that I want to do it.
Yeah. And is it, I mean,
Not because others are making me do it or because I'm thinking about others. Yeah.
Okay, the one that I am thinking about others mm-hmm. is the traveling one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I am doing it for others.
Oh yeah, because it's a planned trip.
Yeah, because it's like friends. But I guess the me part is I want to be with friends. Like, I want to experience, I just want to be with friends and connect with them. And if maybe this is part of it, like, I would do it. So, yeah, I feel like this, yeah. Question is, maybe we're getting to a point mm-hmm. where it's not as big of a deal.
No, it's not. Yeah, I think we're trying to make it.
No,
we're overthinking it. I'm kidding.
No,
next one. You want to read it?
Who do I want to become by the end of the next year?
Wow, if we can look at ourselves at the end of 2025, who will we become? I'm thinking of myself as a cello that's toned.
Toned?
Yeah, toned. Has a new hairstyle. That's not part of my goals in my bingo card, but it's a goal.
That's how you see yourself.
As I see myself, I see her very happy. I see her being very social. And maybe hosting an end of the year party. I don't know. Maybe. Wow. Yeah. I see her... I see her being organized, and she knows where she put everything, and she has her own space too. Yeah, TMI, but not sharing more than that. I think I see myself like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that for you.
That's initially, you know.
Yeah.
If I think about it in journal and more about it,
okay.
More things.
Okay, I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna close my eyes, and I'm gonna be jocked. I'm gonna be jacked.
Oh,
I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be just super fit, and I'm gonna look 5 years younger. Hair transplant.
25. 27.
Yeah. Or at least not older. That's my hope. I guess I have no control over that. Or. Hair transplant. Well,
wait, what is that about? By the way,
pause.
He is not bald in any sense. I don't know what he's talking about.
In the hairline. Anyways, I think.
Oh, sorry, I interrupt.
Just no, you're good. It's cool. I think just happy and more accomplished.
Where do you see yourself?
In a year?
Yeah, no, like closing your eyes and mm-hmm. picturing yourself. Where are you?
I am at the beach. I'm playing flag football.
Oh, wow.
I see myself, I don't know, like in the, like nature.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just looking really good and feeling really good. And just feeling like wise and like more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Yeah, I don't know. I see myself with like shades. I don't know why.
Oh,
like I have cool. shades on.
Ooh, like the cool emoji.
The what?
The cool emoji.
Yeah, actually, yeah, yeah, exactly like that. You remember that picture I took at the beach?
Yeah.
I think I had like kind of like that vision.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that came to mind. Yeah. Like
did
at
you
the
have
beach.
Shades? No, right? You just had your glasses.
It was the ones that change.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm going to be having some of those again because
mm-hmm.
they back,
mm-hmm.
you know. They're in right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if they're, but yeah, I don't, I think maybe this year will be more like stable. Like, I don't want to like jinx it. But I just feel like I have a job. I'm probably going to stay in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm maybe going to do some of that traveling. And yeah, that's it, you know. But that's the thing. Life is so crazy. So I just have a feeling crazy things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, I'll be in nature, smiling, looking jacked. And yeah, that's the hope.
Not this one?
Not like that.
Oh, like sitting, the one sitting, right?
Oh, yeah, those were the glasses I was wearing.
Okay.
Or what?
I didn't know you only had one.
Yeah, I got rid of the other ones.
Oh. Three times.
She's on my Instagram. I took off the link to the podcast, too. Because
you turned, let's read his. Math educator, software engineer, football nerd.
That's me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, cool.
There is an alternate universe where I become a travel person because I hate it right now. And maybe once I get over that fear, I'm going to be a travel influencer.
This is what I manifest for you. You're gonna be so rich and so income stable, or whatever, so financially stable, that you're able to hire a personal assistant to book your trips, because I feel like the challenge is on booking and planning and everything. But if you're there and you just know you have to take a plane here and plane there, and everything's booked and ready for you, I think it'll be easier for you.
Yeah.
So I manifest that for you.
Okay.
Software engineer.
Can I have a confession time right now?
I guess, yes.
if I could travel with my family,
that'd be nice.
It would be, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
But I think every time I travel, I think about how I can't do that.
Mm.
How I can't do it. How I'm doing it, but I have them at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my challenges. It was one of my, you know, it's part of my guilt that
mm-hmm.
I have a lot. I have a lot of it. But that's
yeah.
one of it when I travel. Like,
yeah.
I'm enjoying this,
uh-huh.
but I can't fully enjoy it because I think about
mm-hmm.
some people in my life who unfortunately
mm-hmm.
cannot do this. And it's hard because I want to, you know, I can be kind of a, like, I only think about myself, but actually in these instances, I think a lot about like other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something I think about. So I think I would be super happy if I could at some point, and hopefully everybody's still around, you know, I have enough money, I have enough, we have the means to maybe travel somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that would make me really happy, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
Because I do think about that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Me expressing my feelings.
Yeah. Me. Woohoo. Claps.
I know. Not exclusive.
So when you think about traveling, you think about like how other people are missing out, or they don't get the experience that you're getting at this time.
Yeah.
Or the privilege.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about the privilege. I think that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And I talked to you about the whole traveling to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that trip even made me think about more sort of this privilege that you have when you travel.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, something about that makes me not feel as comfortable. And so I think in my mind, and again, maybe this is just me in my mind, I think if I could, you know, take my parents or you know, be able to take everybody, then it wouldn't feel as, you know, like I'm just the privileged one that can do all this. Because I did do a lot of traveling even young when I was in like late high school, when I got to go to those colleges, and you know, I got to go to South Africa. But you know, now it's funny because I could do it, and I have kind of done it, but I think I was kind of like turned off by it because it's such a privilege. I don't know, it's such a privilege, and I don't want to be privileged because I want to be different and I want to be a good person, and I think I'm not if I, you know, take on this privilege. So,
that's so interesting.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So it's connected to that, yeah. Which we had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, things to let go. Mm-hmm. 2025.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. And as we're concluding this, last question is, do my current habits and mindset indicate that I will succeed? What needs to change? That's a really good one. Up in the air. I think this one's a good question for me because like we talked about, right, with the excuses, there's a lot of habits, there's a lot of things that have happened, like, you know, that we just learned, you know, that it's so ingrained in us, you know, it's something that we already do. So I feel like I do have a lot of habits and mindsets that need to change. Like definitely the habits of, you know, like my sleeping habit needs to change for sure, you know, for sure needs to change. And that is because of like the social media intake that I take, you know, so being able to like let go of the social media and not prioritize it. I think it has to be like a lot of switching my priorities, because I think that's where my habits come from, because I prioritize other things. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's like I'm consistent with the things that I do, and I'm proud to say that I'm living well with it, but I feel like, yes, there could be improvements in my habits that can make it a little bit better in my living situation or my finances or things like that. Like I could up it a little bit more.
A little bit, yeah.
So I think, yeah. And I think my mindset would be like, not just do it, but, you know, like you mentioned, try my best. Just do my best. Like, I think at the end, it's like everything that I do, it's going to impact me, no one else. Even if sometimes I do things out of spite, because someone told me not to, right? Or someone told me, yeah, you can do it. I'm like, no, I won't do it, and I'll prove you wrong, you know? Or yeah, I'll do it, and I'll prove you wrong. I want to come from a place of like, everything's going to impact me at the end. Whether my sisters are with me, my parents are with me at the end, I'm going to live with this, whatever I do, with my habits and my mindset. So I think I need to be more am aware of that whenever I make decisions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's easy to just, like I said, think about it for 5 seconds and whatever impulse I have, whatever I say to myself, goes. Mm-hmm. So if, do I have things to do today? 5 seconds. No, I don't. Let me just watch TV, mm-hmm. right? No, be more intentional. Be like, okay, no, maybe I should write down something. Let me journal first. So then maybe that's going to activate my brain. And that's going to help me do the things. So sorry. Yeah. But yeah, I think that definitely there needs to be changes in my mindset and my habits for sure. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And I know I can do it because I've done it before. Mm. It's just being able to start and stick with it. Mm. Yeah. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I think... I think my current habits... Yeah, I always struggle with this because I always think that it does... Yeah, it just comes down to habits and mindset. So if you have the right habits, right mindset, you can do anything. So sometimes at the end of the year where I'm like, did I get everything I needed to get done? And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't think so. And I always think that it's my mindset, my habits. So... going into this year, I think in terms of habits, I just feel like I've gotten a little bit better with certain habits, mm-hmm. but I think there's always room for improvement. Yeah, I think the ones related to the goals with the friendships mm-hmm. and the relationships, I think I could improve on those habits. I think I'm trying to build those habits, yeah, like okay. be able to connect with people, be able to express myself. So mm-hmm. I think those are habits that I don't have just yet, but I'm developing. And I think okay. I hope to have them develop maybe more further by the end of this year. As far as my mindset, I think my mindset is, I think it's okay. I think I could have more faith in myself and confidence that I can achieve more. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can be a little complacent. I think the mindset I talked about earlier about just like, hey, like do it for you because you like it, you care about it, and just try your very best. I think that's something I'm trying to continue to do, or I guess practice more. Mm-hmm. But as far as like, I would say I tend to have a growth mindset.
Okay.
For the most part. Sometimes I don't, but for the most part, I know this, again, maybe I'm comparing myself to some of my other coworkers, but I know that I'm realizing actually it's not everybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. So, or not everybody has the same language around it. So I do feel like that is something that I feel I'm very lucky to have mm-hmm. learned and practice and harness a little bit more. So I think that mindset's always good, having like a growth mindset, feeling like that you can get better and that, yeah, you're not going to get stuck as long as you keep trying, as mm-hmm. long as you keep going.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I think that's a good mindset to go in with. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's what I think.
Have hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is... Wow.
Let's check the time.
Finished. Yeah.
An hour 30. It's a podcast length.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you pause it?
No. Should I pause it?
Yeah.